February 1940, near Aachen, German-Dutch border. Pesach Schindler, born in 1931 to an Orthodox family in Munich, and his 2 years younger brother, travelled together by train to the Netherlands. Their parents are already in the United States and organised the escape of their children.
What I did not know at the time is that plans were being made to smuggle the two of us under false pretenses out of Munich. On a cold winter day in February 1940, my brother and I were woken up at about 4 o'clock in the morning. We were taken out of our room by our supervisor and advised to remove our regular clothes. We were dressed in typical Tyrolean clothes, which were worn by many of non-Jewish children in Bavaria, southern Germany. My brother and I were provided with name tags, as children traveling alone usually are. We were to be on our way to visit our relatives in Holland. We boarded the train alone without any supervision. At every station there was a civilian or two who came up to the train and sought us out. They quietly and discreetly said Shalom Aleichem to us. Later on I learned that these were possibly members of a Jewish underground who were moving children out of Germany in any way possible since the Kindertransport projects to England were already coming to a climax. About 1,000 of those children eventually reached the United States. We were to be among them. These unsung heroes to whom we owe our lives were members of Jewish communities who organized escape routes for children in February 1940. Time was precious as options for flight to safety diminished by the day. We subsequently were told that most of these anonymous people never made it out themselves. They delayed their own departure in order to get as many children out as possible. The train was uncoupled in Germany and a new locomotive was attached for those who went on into Holland. We were welcomed at the station by a Jewish family in Rotterdam. To this day, I have been trying to locate who these people were. It is very likely that none of these people survived.